Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out at Steamboat Springs, Colorado for Music Fest. Ran into this guy, Tyler Halverson. How's it going?
Waking up.
Yes. How's Steamboat for you so far?
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's fun though.
This is your first time here.
Yes.
For Music Fest, not even like having to play one of the listening rooms. Like you're actually getting to play and jam out here.
It's fun.
It's fun.
You got to pull the reins back every now and then, but it's fun.
Just a little bit. Well, I mean, you're here to play and also, you know, have fun while you're at it. Do you ski?
No, because I don't have health insurance.
So no. It's a music life for you,
right? I don't
want
a $10,000 broken wrist or some stupid thing.
Oh, my gosh. That would be horrible. Yeah, let's not do that.
Hell no.
But we were just talking, like, you just moved back to Nashville.
Yes, ma'am.
And doing some riding up there.
Trying to do a lot of riding right now. That's the plan. So this next year, we have a whole bunch of stuff to shoot at and throw out. So, yeah, I think I just turned in, like, maybe 30 songs or something
Holy
like that.
Cow.
Just been going. So
do you have, like, a goal that you're trying to hit when it comes to songwriting? Like, how many are you wanting to knock out? Or are you just kind of rolling with it?
I think it's just kind of whenever we get there and feel inspired and line up all the rights and get the right people and just see what we can come up with. It's not a whole lot of, I don't have too much of a plan for it, I guess.
You just like to roll with it.
I just like, to roll with it and write. Yeah.
Does heartache kind of create the best? Some people say that.
Oh, I don't know.
Or party scene kind
of. I don't know. There's definitely times where I get into situations where I know it's not going to be good for me personally.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun as hell to write about later, which might be totally destructive. And like, I hope like someday I can grow out of that, but it's fun for now, I guess.
Yeah, but man. You're killing it right now.
Like you're
selling out places when you go, and it's just a packed out. Everybody is in it. And how do you create that vibe when you're going out?
I don't know. I think a lot of it's just keep coming back to these little dance halls and the blue lights and the golden lights and the magnolias, like all that stuff. Just keep coming back to those and just hitting them over and over. And those are the first places that made me feel like a singer.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the blue lights, the first time I heard someone sing my lyrics back, and I'll never forget that.
So, like, did that give you goosebumps the first time? Like,
absolutely.
That first time you hear, you're like, whoa, this is really happening right now.
It's just kind of, serves a little like, you know, what you're doing is working. It's
absolutely.
Like a little, it's a little godsend, seeing it out there.
Man.
Yeah. Someone's got a plan, because I don't.
Well, we talked to you last time in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You survived Vegas, okay.
Yeah, I feel like I just got out. This feels like a NFR all over.
It really does.
Like, I see all the same people. It's all the same party. I love it. It's great. But it just feels like NFR all over.
Yeah.
The same hurt, too.
The same. But, like, less gambling is involved.
Yes. See, I didn't get to do much. No.
You were pretty busy while you were out there.
I tried to be.
Yeah.
I tried to stay busy.
You got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That seemed like that last, I couldn't get into the gambling. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. No. So, I've always wanted to ask you, because you play harmonica and guitar. What did you learn first?
I started playing guitar when I was, like, 10 or 11, and then I got harmonicas when I was probably like 15, somewhere in there.
And then was it like the first time you were playing it, you're like, am I playing the guitar right?
It was kind of like doing that rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time. That's kind of what it felt like for a long time.
That's a skill, because I can't even walk and chew gum.
Yeah. So, like, me neither. I get it.
And I was talking to you earlier, the glasses, like, that's like an iconic signature thing. And when you see you, I think it was in Your Bar Now video, like, you don't have the glasses on.
I know.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know, I was feeling brave that day or something, or feels a little naked without them though. No.
So when you go in to shoot a music video, like, does somebody come up with the storyline, or do you get to have input with that?
A little bit of both. I kind of like to think too, like the guy that I made, my buddy Wales, I made that Beer Garden Baby video with.
Yeah.
I kind of like to think of it like that's his artistry, that's his area of expertise.
So,
like,
you just let him.
I just plant out kind of like the vibe and what I'm thinking of, and like we just kind of let it all come together. And
yeah.
And I'm that same way just when it's like recording music too.
Yeah.
I don't like to pick apart every part and say you got to play this, that. Like, pick the instruments, find your players, and let them do their
magic.
Too. Yeah.
I feel like that would be super hard, having to pick out every instrument.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you need to do the.
But
that's,
I think,
too much pressure.
But I think that's the thing with this, with music in general. Just, it's having a big team and people that you know perform and do great in their area, and just lining all that up. That's what makes everything cool, I think.
Man, and that's what probably makes your sound so unique, because you've surrounded yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
To make those. you have the coolest vibe when it comes, like talking about Beer Garden Baby. When you play that, as soon as you hit that first note, like people know exactly what you're about to jam out to.
A little different, yeah.
And, but that's the cool thing, because Tyler, you have stayed true to you and your sound.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, as a fan of music, that's one thing that we love. Because yes, you're in Nashville, yes, you're writing, mm-hmm. but you still have your sound.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely trying to stick with that. It's taken a couple of years to find it, so I don't want to throw it away now.
I don't want to throw it away.
Exactly. 28 years, that's how long it took.
Oh. You're only 28? You're such a baby, though.
Somebody was giving me hell about 30, though, the other day.
30 is the best years, all right?
I'm looking forward to it.
You're like, come on.
Like, I'm sick of living like I'm 21. It sucks.
Paying bills is the worst part,
oh,
right?
That's awful. College was fun until you had to pay for it.
Oh. And then, like, having to buy instruments.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
All that stuff adds up.
So do you have, like, I know a lot of people travel with a different guitar.
Yeah.
Then do you have to do the same thing with a harmonica and, like, with that, too?
No. I kind of just got my own, yeah, just my own little set and crew that I roll with on
okay.
that. And just everywhere, take them.
I'd be, see, do they ever get out of tune? I don't know
yeah,
much about
it. Yeah, you can bend a reed, and then it's like, they're like $50 a pop.
And they're like itty bitty
yeah,
little things.
Exactly. So I just got to go get a whole new harmonica. But lately, like, if I have a bunch of them that are bent up, I'll just like carry them around and I'll just like sign them and give them away at shows.
Oh, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
That's a cool, like, you could sell those.
I could. See, I need to be better about that.
Yeah.
I get drunk and give shit away.
And bad. Then you wonder where it's at.
Yeah, but you know what? They might come back to the show next time and it all evens out.
Exactly.
I'm not
it's a great
about it.
Memory
exactly.
that people are like, I'm going to go back and see him because that one time.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what's 2023 looking like for you?
I'm hoping the theme for 2023 is release and run.
Okay.
Just release a bunch of music and just take the band out and just go.
Are you looking at like singles, maybe an EP?
Yeah, or? I think a bunch of singles right now.
Okay.
Is kind of the goal. Just try and build up the
yeah.
platform and the listeners a little bit and just see what happens.
That's kind of what Jacob Stelly
yeah.
and Slade did.
Well, I think it makes more sense to get your audience built up and then
absolutely.
Hit him over the head with an album.
Man, it's so expensive to make an album too.
It is. All of it's expensive. I think music just costs money. I don't know if people actually make it. I don't know. I'm still wondering.
Still
searching.
Hopefully someday I'll figure that one out. Well, I don't know if you have talked a little bit about Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really gamble. Do you ever play the lottery?
No, I haven't even done that. I never bought a lotto ticket.
So the Mega Millions is worth $1 billion
is
right
it?
Now.
Uh-huh.
And they're drawing for it tomorrow.
Ooh.
So if you won $1 billion, what would be the first thing you'd buy?
I would probably buy a whole bunch of land in South Dakota and y'all would never see me again. Absolutely
just
nobody
disappear.
Would ever see me again. I'd like write under like some fake name or something and I would never leave my ranch.
But wouldn't you want to still write and play music though?
Oh, I would.
You just
there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty antisocial, truthfully.
Hey, well, I wouldn't know that.
You're really?
Every time I see a group of people trying to follow and catch up to you out
know.
Here.
I don't know. I like being in front of the crowd or not in the crowd. I don't know. I like
so you have a different personality, I guess you'd say, when you jump
it's
on
the
stage.
Glasses
That's
for.
What the glasses
it's a
are
costume.
For. You can see me when I take them off. You can't.
Yeah,
like.
Exactly. They're anxiety glasses.
What was that Adam Sandler movie where the kid wore the glasses?
Big Daddy's House.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I see you
that
now.
That kid's peeing on the wall, and he asks him, "Hey, what's your name? I'll write your name." Yeah. Those old ladies. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie. God, now I gotta go back and watch movies. See,
exactly.
Like, and when it snows back home, that's what I usually try to
so
do.
So this is movie weather, like the snowy.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely.
Well, another random question I have for you, before I let you go wander around, because I know you got to do a show.
Oh yes.
What would I just forgot it. It'll come back to me.
Oh.
Hold on.
I've been brain farting all week.
Oh.
Here. I think it's the elevation.
It could be the elevation. That or the lack of sleep kind of gets me
sometimes.
Yeah,
there's probably a couple variables in
there. Why am I brain... Oh, here we go. I got it. What is the worst advice you could give someone? Like, good, bad advice? For me, I'll give you an example. I eat yellow snow every time I see it because it's got a great source of protein in it.
Okay.
Just something funny off the wall.
I like that.
Because you're super funny. That's why I saved this for you.
I'm not sure.
We can come back to it.
Yeah, I got to think on this. Just been kind of like the theme lately. Has just been kind of rolling with it. That's okay. Kind of like that's the advice. I don't know if that's good. That could be terrible.
That's actually
advice,
good advice for somebody.
No, it could be all over the board.
That could be just roll with it.
Just roll with it.
Because some people just explode on stuff, like me. I'm like Katie Kaboom on stuff.
I get it.
And so just roll with it.
I get it. That
so
could be good
advice
or bad.
With Tyler Halverson. Just roll with it.
Just roll with it.
Well, Tyler, have a great set.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes,
looking forward.
Thank you.
Hopefully get some new music from you again soon. In the meantime,
fingers crossed, we're doing
enjoy all the good stuff that he has now.
Yes, ma'am.